Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper Timeline, Relationship, Breakup and Aftermath. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Dumper Timeline, Relationship, Breakup and Aftermath. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, the main question which is likely to cloud your mind is whether or not there is any possibility in the future of your ex one day reconsidering their decision. Now, although there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, and there is no 100% guaranteed way to fully understand if your ex will reconsider, what we can do is look at the dumper timeline and understand on a more thorough level what is the likelihood of this possibly taking place in the future. So the dumper timeline consists of the relationship, the breakup and the aftermath. And we're going to be looking at each of these in turn to understand on a greater level what is the chance of your dumper one day wanting to reconnect with you, the dumpee, and possibly regrow a new relationship between you. So let's first of all start at the beginning, as I suggested, by focusing on the relationship. So when we think back to the relationship regarding the dumper timeline, we have to understand the relationship you had with your ex. So the fact you were in a romantic relationship suggests that you and your ex at one time had a high level of romantic emotional attraction that you felt for one another. That is why you were in a romantic relationship. But we need to look further into this and understand the depth of feeling that you and your ex once felt for each other. Now, although there is no way of specifically and precisely working out what this level is, one of the main gauges we can use is to consider how long you were together as a couple and what the intensity was of your relationship. So the longer you and your ex were together, the stronger foundations you would have built within this relationship and hence the more potential triggers that you will have now to get into your ex's mind, and this is where your ex could potentially start to reconsider their position. So although the length of the relationship doesn't guarantee the amount of feelings that your ex may have had for you at one time and that you did for them, it does give you a greater sense of how you and your ex connected. Because the longer you were together, the likelihood is you would have shared more life experiences. Now, I know this doesn't go for every single relationship. Maybe you was long distance. Maybe you were together, but unfortunately you couldn't see each other often. But in most instances, the longer you and your ex were together, the more life experiences you would have shared, and that would have created more memories and more potential triggers to get into your ex's mind. Now, there are other things at play, such as the intensity of the relationship, and sometimes relationships that didn't last all that long still felt very intense. Now, we do have to be careful in this because potentially you could have been a rebound for your ex. Rebound relationships do showcase a trait of a very fast-paced, intense relationship, which then ends suddenly. Now, if you want to learn more about rebound relationships, then I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with all of the content that I have already uploaded and for the new content that I will upload in the future. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. But if we're to put to one side the potential that you was a rebound for your ex, and just looking in general terms, if you were feeling an intensity within your relationship, and if your relationship went on for a sustained period of time, you are likely to have a greater chance of in the future having your ex reconsider their situation and wanting to reach out to you. As I said, this isn't an exact science. And maybe your relationship was short-lived. Maybe you didn't even feel the intensity that you have felt with other people. And in the future, you might still find out that your ex gets back in touch. It's not a definitive set of rules. But if we're to look generally, and that's what we can do right now, we have to look at the general science of it, so to speak. It's not an exact science, but the general theory. And that is that if you were together for a longer period of time, you stand a better chance of sharing more life experiences, creating more memories, building more connection, you might say, between you, and possibly having a stronger electricity, in particular during the honeymoon period of your relationship. And if you remained in dating mode, then this would have carried on further and you would have built up more memories, which can count as triggers. So that is what you want to be looking, first of all, in the dumper timeline, what your relationship was like. The longer you was together and the more intense your relationship, the stronger the possibility that one day in the future your ex might want to reconnect. So now let's focus on the second part of the dumper timeline, and that is the breakup. So when the breakup took place, you as the dumpy would likely have felt a lot of shock and a lot of emotion. That is natural. That is perfectly understandable. And if you didn't showcase any feelings or desire to try to change this situation as it took place, then of course you wouldn't have been in the bond that you now feel. So it goes without saying, you would have showcased emotion. You would have tried to stop your ex making the decision that they have. That's very natural. That happens. But the level of intensity for the emotions within the breakup, now that does differ. So if you're broken up with, you're feeling emotional, you're trying to ask your ex why this is happening, you're trying to say to them, please change your mind. If you're doing all of these things during that time, that's natural. But if you go overboard, that is where you will be negatively affecting the possibility of your ex one day wanting to reconnect. So let's say, for instance, that during the breakup, you become abusive, you become emotionally unstable, you start behaving in a way which is shocking, scary even. If you become somebody who doesn't seem like they have a stable mindset, then unfortunately, this will lower the possibility of your ex wanting to reconnect in the future. Now again, this is fine lines between all of the possibilities. This is not something that's an exact science, as I've already said. We can't say definitively that certain behaviour will mean that your ex will never want to reconnect. And even if you did get overly emotional, even if you showcased a side of you that you wish you hadn't in hindsight, this doesn't mean you won't hear from your ex again. But it does showcase, when we look at the generalisation, when we look at the averages, when we look at the statistics, that people who are able to become stable-minded as soon as possible are more likely to hear from their ex again. If you think of a situation where the breakup's taken place, you've showcased some natural emotion, but then you go overboard, maybe you become abusive, maybe you start shouting at your ex, maybe you start calling them names, maybe you say to them, I never want to hear from you again. You know, maybe you're starting to say things which will really make your ex think twice about wanting to reconnect with you. Again, if this did happen, it doesn't mean that your ex won't ever consider reconnecting with you, but it does lessen the possibility. If you say to them, I never want to hear from you again, if you start being abusive, if you start causing a load of stress, then the more drama you are causing throughout, then you are damaging the possibility of one day in the future, your ex wanting to reconnect. Nobody wants to have drama in their life. And if your ex thinks back to your breakup and thinks that you dealt with it in an incredibly bad way, which, like I said, look, I'm understanding to the fact it's emotional, you're caught off guard, you are not going to be stable-minded throughout a breakup. However, if you are going overboard on this, if you are going above and beyond what most people can manage, then you are being detrimental to your own chances. Think back to your breakup. Think what happened. Did you get into a huge fight? Did you say things to your ex such as, I don't want to hear from you again? Was you abusive? Look at what you did. And the more intense your breakup was, then unfortunately you are lessening that chance of your ex wanting to reconnect with you. Again, it's not set in stone, but if you was able to accept the breakup as soon as possible, if you was able to become stable-minded after the initial emotional exchange, then you stand a much better chance of one day reconnecting with your ex. So now let's move into the final part of today's podcast and the final part of the dumper timeline, and that is the aftermath. So the aftermath of a breakup is just as important as the relationship and the breakup. and the aftermath is showcasing your mindset. So in a similar way to what I was saying, an ex is less likely to want to reconnect if they feel that their dumpy is emotionally unstable during the breakup, well, that also counts in the aftermath. So if you are behaving in a way which is very overly dramatic, maybe you're trying to bring drama to your ex, then you are unfortunately lowering the chance of you one day reconnecting with your ex. If you are somebody who is being jealous, possessive, and needy of your ex, even though the relationship is over, if you are somebody who is stalking their ex, then these things are not going to go in your favor. The aftermath is all important, and is why I suggest people implement my version of the no contact rule as soon as possible. If you don't understand what the no contact rule is and you want to know more about it, then once again, please check out my podcast that I've already done. Subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. I have a playlist called the no contact rule, and that will explain what the no contact rule is and the many variants, and as for why I believe that my version of the no contact rule will give you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back if you have been dumped. So you need to understand that the aftermath of a breakup is really going to be laying the foundations for if and when your ex ever wants to contact you. So when you're going through the relationship, that is building up the emotional attraction, you might say, the romantic emotional attraction, the bond between you. That is something which can create the positive triggers to make your ex think of you. But then when we move into the breakup, if you are somebody who is causing excess drama during the breakup, that is going to negatively affect your chances of reconnection. But as we move into the aftermath, in essence, that is even more crucial because the aftermath represents you as in you now. So if your ex is trying to think back to the past with you, even with things such as the fading effect bias, which is something I've gone into in the past, which showcases how people will lose value in negative memories sooner than in positive ones, even the fading effect bias isn't going to help you if you're acting in a negative way in the aftermath. Because if you had a great relationship together, but your breakup was very challenging, and then the aftermath, you completely go off the rails, that is what your ex is going to be remembering. That element of your behavior represents you right now. So if you're stalking your ex, if you're being possessive, needy, or jealous of them, even though they are no longer with you in a relationship, if you're behaving in a way which comes across as that you no longer have a stable mindset and that you're emotionally all over the place and bringing drama to the world, then sadly, that is going to negatively affect your chances of reconnecting with your ex. The good news is that using the fading effect bias, as I've just said, you stand a chance of rewriting the wrongs. So the fading effect bias suggests that people will lose value in negative memories sooner than positive memories. So if you're behaving in a negative way, providing you stop this negative behavior, then your ex, the dumper, will over time start to put less value in that behavior compared to the behavior that they will remember of you being positive. So if you do positive things within the relationship, they will be remembered for longer than the negative things you did to cause the breakup if you was at fault, or during the breakup if you was letting yourself down in the way you behaved. Also, in the aftermath, if you're behaving badly, providing you can stop this, then you stand every chance of, as the future moves forward, that your ex will put less weight in your aftermath behavior and they will remember the positive things about you, especially if you start to showcase positive things about you in the here and now. Because at the end of the day, if your ex is going to reconnect with you, they are not reconnecting with the person they once knew when they was in a relationship. They are reconnecting with the new you. And you want to make sure you are a version 2.0 of yourself, not a version 0.5. So it's so important to, even if you've made mistakes, even if you've made errors, look, we're all human, but please stop them now and move into a more positive mindset in how you present yourself and represent yourself. If you can heighten your value rather than lower it, you stand an excellent chance of one day in the future, your ex the dumper wanting to reconnect. At the end of the day, if and when your ex the dumper receives the natural triggers that they will due to your relationship taking place, they will have these triggers. If that happens, they will think of you. And if they have a high enough level of romantic emotional attraction for you at that moment, they will reach out. Additionally, if your ex-badumper is going through a difficult time right now, or if in the future they go through a difficult, challenging period in their life, once again, they will look back to the past. And if you've done everything right, and if you've managed to raise the level of romantic, emotional attraction in their eyes from a distance, then once again, if they're going through a challenging time, they are very likely to reach out to you. The only reason they won't is if the level of romantic emotional attraction is really, really low. And even though it will be low because of a breakup, that is why they've split up with you. Sadly, that level of romantic emotional attraction was not high at the breakup. But the important thing is that at the time of the breakup, you want to make sure this doesn't drop any further down. It doesn't get any lower. You want to be growing it. And when it hits a certain high point, they will reach out if a situation arises. Make sure you don't lower your value and you stand every chance in the future of the dumper timeline working in your favour. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.